Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
I feel like we just sprang forward like an extra minute.
Yes.
Like, I swore we had one more minute to start the show, and all of a sudden we're starting.
Completely agree with you. I don't feel in any way prepared for what Tuesday is about to bring us.
We're here.
Oh,
We're ready. I'm like, you kind of have a mental clock in your head.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, we got a minute. Oh my God, we're going.
Yeah, don't worry. I'm like, I'm going to tie my shoe still. But no, the race is on.
You came in here with an untied shoe?
I know. It's like a danger thing, but we'll get it.
Do you just want to do it now?
It's a workplace hazard.
I would feel much better about the safety in this room if you would
tie the shoe first.
Now.
Okay, well, I'm going to be gone.
I'll bet you.
But I'm still here. I just have to tie my shoe.
Keep talking to me so I
it's
know you're in the room.
It's all the way down here.
Claire, are you still there? I don't see you.
Don't worry.
Don't come up too fast. You'll pass out.
So what happened? Oh, I passed out because I was trying to tie my shoe. Oh, Claire.
Eric got worried. She disappeared. Did you get that done already?
It's close enough. It wasn't like it was completely untied.
Oh,
it was just one loop out.
Got it.
I had one, so I just pulled it through.
Okay, great.
Yeah, it was a quick tie. Quick fix. Yeah.
Now we ready?
No, but yes.
No.
No, are we? Am I prepared? No. The answer is yes, we are ready.
The good news is I don't have to give you a bunch of new information about the weather. Everything in our area and all of those, like the three
severity.
Tiers, yeah, is all almost identical to what they gave us yesterday.
Okay.
So that's good that we know that. And again, as you get further into the beard of Iowa, more intense, more potential for more severe. Around here, we're looking at a chance of thunderstorms. Most of that developing late this afternoon and then into this evening.
Okay.
So there you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
We are prepared.
We are prepared.
We are prepared.
By saying it over and over again, it makes it true.
We, the Morning Scramble, are prepared. Typically don't do the, hey, it's National Whatever Day.
But what is it?
But today, it's National Ranch Day.
I'm a ranch enjoyer. I'm not a fan.
I'm not like, I'm going to wear a Hidden Valley t-shirt.
Yes.
But did I order it on my salad? Yes.
Well, for sure.
Right? I'm not like...
You know what? I had a lovely cheese cube at Pickle Palace for your husband's birthday. Dip that in ranch. It was lovely.
Exactly.
But I don't... We have friends where I watch them put it on their pizza.
Yeah, I'm not there.
Dip everything. It's like it is their dipping sauce for everything.
For everything. Yeah. I know there are certain times when I will go with a ranch dressing, but there's sometimes when I'm not.
It seems that Iowa as a state proclaims itself the biggest lover of ranch. Do you feel that way?
Absolutely.
Do you think that's justified?
I've seen on friends consuming ranch.
Yes. Based on the obesity index, yes.
I've got a couple of indicators that will back this up.
Ask my doctor. Yes.
But like personally, no, I don't get all up in there. But I've watched people consume it in ways that I'm like, that's disgusting. And it's good. But we really get after it a lot.
Ranch has been around for a long time. And I'm just curious, they've just quietly just been growing in popularity.
Yes.
Like, I don't think there was ever a big push. It's not like the avocado people or the Brussels sprout people who clearly had to, like, change some minds.
Yeah.
Like, ranch just is like, hey, we're doing well. Let's just keep doing a little bit better, guys.
And it got, like, a little zestier or something?
I don't know what it is.
I don't know what happened to ranch. But we get after it.
Like, how much?
100 million bottles of ranch are consumed annually.
100 million bottles?
1.7 billion.
Consumed or purchased with intent.
Purchased with
intent. Stays in your fridge.
Why is it always past the expiration date? But it's fine.
I know. We're one of those, too.
Yeah. This says that the average person consumes ranch 15 times a year, which sounds way too low, especially for the Midwest.
Well, that's 1.5 a month. That is too low for the Midwest.
That's too low.
That also just means you're having a salad a month if you're just using it on salad.
Okay, well, actually, that sounds... Maybe. No, but that's if you're only...
Once I put it in that perspective.
Producer Ben's putting it on his pizza.
Right now?
On his breakfast pizza.
I've seen people do that, too.
Oh, the humanity. We love ranch.
Happy Ranch Day.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Admittedly, and I know this will not surprise you, I'm not a car guy.
No.
Not at all. I understand the basics and fundamentals of how they work.
Uh-huh.
I know how to put my gas in.
You
I know how to
them.
Put in my windshield washer fluid. I know that they are a utility and they do great work. I enjoy a good-looking automobile, but I'm not a car guy.
Right.
Thus, I do not know the parts of the car. So, everything from this point on in this conversation is coming to you from the only knowledge I have about cars,
okay,
which is from the movie Cars. So, I pull into work this morning, and right in the middle from the road to the driveway is a large, round, metal object.
Okay.
Clearly, it goes to a car. Now.
Oh!
Did you see this?
I saw this. I thought it was a wash tub.
It looks like a wash tub. Or I thought, oh, somebody's tailgating and you put your beers in it.
Yes.
And some ice.
Yes.
So, first of all, I don't know, is it a wheel? Is it a rim? And if that's the case.
Oh, you're asking the wrong person.
Do I go to Ramon's? And will they help me with it? Because I don't know if it's part of a customization job to my car.
Oh.
I don't know where to return this thing.
I don't know. And whose is it, right?
That's right.
If it fell off your car, like, I feel
like
that
didn't fall off of a car.
Right?
Because that's the part the wheel goes on.
We did watch for a very long time a semi-truck yesterday working very hard to try to make a delivery.
Maybe. Do I take it to Luigi's Casa de los Tires? I don't know where to take. I don't know who to report this to. It clearly goes on a car wheel.
It's part of something.
It looks like the part that the rubber goes on, right? So it's not the hubcap. I don't know if that's the rim officially.
I don't know.
But it was in the road blocking entrance to our driveway. I now set it next to our driveway and it's now sitting there.
That's what you do, right? You found something. It's free. Put a sign that says free on it.
Here's what we're going to do.
Hmm.
We're going to do that for a day.
Okay.
At two. Then if it still exists, we're going to move it to this flower bed and we're going to plant something in it.
And it becomes a planter.
Planter.
Oh, I'm so excited. Spring planting.
I do like that idea.
I like it a lot.
All right.
I like it so much. Oh,
thanks for your
help. Chrome planter.
A chrome planter.
That's going to look real nice.
As I slowly turn our radio station into cars, into Radiator Springs.
It'll be a beautiful thing. I won't know what it is when I drive up. It'll look so different.
I know.
But yesterday, I had a tour group coming through. As you know, I am assistant to the Girl Scout troop
leader. You are the Dwight Schrute of your local Girl Scout chapter.
I am, but I got to be kind of in charge last night because they were working on their entertainment technology badge.
Lovely.
And the entertainment technology badge is all about different ways that technology enhances entertainment. So I showed them how we use technology at our job, gave them a tour behind the scenes, showed them how we use audio. That was a big piece of how mm-hmm. they earn their badge is learning about audio. So we played around with a lot of audio. We used our kids' instruments and we kind of like garage band made a song.
Fun.
We tried just playing with the microphones and recording what our voice sounds like and seeing how we can affect it.
Did you do that as a kid with your tape recorder or?
I mean, yeah.
My parents had an old dictation machine.
Oh, really?
For my dad's office, which was just a recorder into a tape. That's how I basically got into this.
My sister got the Macaulay Culkin from Home Alone, the talk boy thing. And so we would record, play it back.
Yes.
That kind of stuff. It's
it's just
a lot
fascinating.
Of fun.
You could just talk and then record. I'm sure they just loved hearing themselves.
Ugh, everybody wanted a piece. They all wanted to record just a little bit of something, whether it was a joke. Right?
Who was helping Penelope
so
with that?
So great. Bia.
Bia.
Yeah.
I also just love, that was a very sincere but cute little laugh. Oh, what's this one? What is this one? That was cool.
That's just, I was like, well, let's just do a little something fun. Why don't you just say something all together? Then everybody gets a chance to use the microphone. Everybody shout, we love Z102.9.
You did a great job.
Oh, thanks.
You got a bunch of future broadcasters
I
walking out
so.
Of here. Yes.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Report from the Iowa Attorney General's office says the fatal shooting of a man by a Marion police officer was justified. The investigation came after an altercation in February between Officer Spencer Hartman and Sabre Bernard of Marion. Police say Bernard pulled a 24-inch machete from under his shirt, charged at officers. Officers tried to use a taser, but he kept coming. Hartman did fire a shot. Bernard was hit in the stomach and then later died at the hospital. Report says the officer sought first to neutralize the threat. He used verbal commands, then used a taser before using deadly force.
Oh, my.
Dish Network customers could lose access to KCRG TV9 starting tonight at 6 p.m. Still working on a deal with Dish. Now, this is Gray Television, which is the parent company of KCRG, which, by the way, not only is this impacting Iowa, and I'll give you some other stations in a minute, this is 180 outlets in 113 TV markets. So it's the Gray Corporation and Dish who are having this spat right now. So besides ABC Channel 9, the NBC affiliate KWQC in the Quad Cities is impacted. KYOU out of Ottumwa, they're a Fox affiliate. Sioux City, they have an NBC affiliate, all part of this negotiation that they had. That looks like the deadline is 6 p.m. tonight to get that all figured out and settled. What's got us feeling all right? Is it technically Sports Shorts? Former Hawkeye football star, center, and Solon Spartan Tyler Linderbaum has become the latest Hawkeye to cash in on his talents. We have such a great program that develops NFL talent.
Oh, yeah.
In Iowa City.
We churn them out.
The former Baltimore Raven just signed a deal with the Las Vegas Raiders for 3 years, paying him $81 million. Making him 60 is guaranteed. Tyler, I'm from Solon, Iowa, Linderbaum, is now the NFL's highest paid interior offensive lineman in the history of the position.
Whoa!
That's fantastic. The Raiders, by the way, hold the first pick in the NFL draft, and they're probably going to draft a quarterback. Who's the best person you could have already on your team for a quarterback, of course, is the center, which is Tyler's position. It makes perfect sense.
Wow.
Big news coming out of the NFL. That's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
The woman who shot at Rihanna's house on Sunday's name is Ivana Lizette Ortez. She's 35 years old and apparently has some sort of beef with Rihanna, because if you go to her Facebook page, she's got a lot of like audio diary entries, and a lot of her audio diatribes are all about the beef that she has with a lot of different celebrities. She also apparently conjured up some sort of issue with Cardi B. She's looking into a mirror, and
she just sadly lives in a world where she thinks they know her and she knows them.
Yes, and that is probably not the case. She seems to be some sort of religious influencer. She keeps a woman's praying journal on YouTube. And in that, she seems to have created a scenario where Rihanna is evil.
I'm just more and more scared for social media.
It's
because not only do you have a person who thinks she's right in doing this, she has followers.
Right.
Who believe that.
She's been arrested previously for domestic violence, careless driving, violating some pretrial release conditions. She was booked for attempted murder after firing several rounds into Rihanna's home while Rihanna and her kids, it was confirmed that they were inside as well. Her bail is at over $10 million. Rihanna was spotted yesterday getting on to a plane. I don't know if this was a pre-planned flight.
I feel like Rihanna, get out of it. Go.
It's time
to take a vacation, right? Yes.
Yeah, let's get out of here. Okay, we're getting ready for Hollywood's big night. The Oscars are coming up on Sunday, and they're trying to put together a big tribute to Rob Reiner. And he had so many iconic Hollywood movies. They're trying to get the casts together, especially from movies where the casts haven't been together in a long time. One of them is Stand By Me. Classic.
Oh, yeah, I totally forgot about that one.
They've got Will Wheaton and Jerry O'Connell together. However, River Phoenix has sadly passed away.
What about Corey Feldman?
Corey Feldman appears to have been dissed.
I don't think you could. You have four main characters in Richard Dreyfuss.
Yes.
That's the cast.
That's the cast.
You have to bring Corey Feldman.
Corey tweeted.
You have to.
He was not invited. He thinks it might be because he's been outspoken about abuse that he suffered as a child actor. He's asking his fans not to protest, to start petitions, to get him an invite, because this is not his moment. It's about Rob Reiner and his memory. He says that Will and Jerry got this. They're going to do a fantastic job, and I'll just honor Rob in my own way.
I don't know. I feel like you can put a call into Jerry, and Jerry can pull a string.
Hey, Jerry, but come on, what about me?
Come on, Jer.
Please.
I'm on it. I want to on that stage.
I kind of do. I know. I was like,
don't give him a microphone.
No, don't give him a microphone.
It just pan the entire cast.
Yep. And everybody and the, like this cast and this cast. Yeah. I think that could be a cool moment. We have said in the past, Jennifer Lopez needs to take some time and just be single. And she has been doing that. However, during her Las Vegas residency this past weekend, she was talking about what she needs in a man. And apparently, she is honest with herself. She does not need a man with a bank account.
Until he has to buy her an engagement ring.
He's going to need that, right? She said, I've been saying it for years. It's not about the money. I don't want your stuff. I am expensive. But I got my own money. I don't need you to buy me anything. And women don't need much. First of all, we need very little. All we need from you is a bit of sugar. You give us a little bit of sugar, a little bit of sweetness, some kindness, and you will get so much in return.
I do not know what to think of Jennifer Lopez right now.
I know.
I'm stuck in a world of like, I want you to be happy.
Yes.
And I want you to be a University of Iowa mom. I think that'd be the coolest thing if your kid comes to Iowa.
Agreed. I hope her kid chooses the University of Iowa.
But you put all your eggs into that Spider-Woman movie and like, did you know it's available on Disney Plus right now?
I did not.
Nobody does. Like, you're... Weirdly, what made you relevant is now so irrelevant.
I know.
And now you're just trying to get back into this. I don't know what to do with Jennifer Lopez.
I don't either. How do you solve a problem like
Jennifer?
J-Lo.
Yes, right. Don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do about her.
Send her to a nunnery and then give her to a Von Trapp family.
Get thee to a nunnery. That's what we like to call.
Z's Sleaze.
It's Eric Hansen and Claire, or should I say bartender Eric Hansen and Claire, as we're getting ready to tackle Bone Broth
and
cocktails.
Bartender Claire.
Bartender Claire also. Yes, you're right.
Sure.
You prepped yesterday.
I did.
Yes. We've got some chicken bone broth cocktails we're going to tackle in a bit. But right now I'm going to make live on the radio what is known as a Bloody Bull, which is a Bloody Mary using beef bone broth.
Yeah, a big trend in cocktails across the nation is that bartenders are adding more bone broth cocktails to their menus. It's supposed to add a nice source of protein that people have been really seeking. This particular cocktail is actually an older one. It's been around since like the 1950s, but it does. I mean, I think we've all probably had a Bloody Mary before.
Yeah.
But with the addition of the bone broth, you get a nice bit of protein packed
in
there.
So I just
as well.
Added 4 ounces of beef bone broth. And then did you know they sold tomato juice in a can?
No, I did not. You just cracked a cold one.
I just cracked a cold one of Campbell's tomato juice. So now I have 8 total ounces of liquid going into a bartending mixing glass. With that, I'm going to add the consistency of the juice of a lemon, which I need to grab out of the fridge.
The consistency of the juice of a
lemon? Well, the amount of a juice of a lemon. I just did not have that. How much do you think the juice of a lemon is? What, about 2 ounces?
I think it's a couple tablespoons.
All right. So we'll go about that. Okay, so we got the juice of a lemon. That's going to go in our ingredient mix.
Okay.
Then we're going to add some Worcestershire sauce. I should have peeled this thing before we started.
Oh, shoot.
Do we have Worcestershire just in the I doubt we do.
I don't think that we keep work Worcestershire.
Why wouldn't we keep work Worcestershire?
Are there any businesses that have their own work Worcestershire?
That's a great question. I don't know. Okay, so we are going to put in, it appears to be a, now, by the way, I've not added any booze. Don't let me forget that I've not put the booze in yet. Okay,
as
a quarter teaspoon of Worcestershire. Yes.
A person who doesn't have a lot of Bloody Marys, what is the booze in a Bloody Mary?
Always vodka.
Vodka.
Yes. Now, some people do like, and I forget the name of it, some people use gin in theirs. Yes. This also takes a little bit of horseradish, which I do enjoy in a Bloody Mary. So we're going to add a half a teaspoon of horseradish.
I like that this is kind of a morning cocktail.
This is like the go-to tailgate cocktail.
Yeah. Very approachable now, for the morning scramble.
Have you ever rimmed a glass before?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to set you up so that we could have, and you could pick either of the two glasses there.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you a lemon wedge, and you're going to slide that across the rim
top
of the glass, and then you're going to turn the glass over, and you're going to dip it. I put a mix of salt, pepper and some tahini.
Oh, lovely.
And then I've got everything else in the mix except our hot sauce, which I need to add a dash of, and I bought, do you have a preference on hot sauce per chance?
No, I'm not usually a hot sauce person. Is it going to be like very?
I'm just putting
effective?
Like one dash in.
Okay.
Okay, so a little bit of hot sauce, and that's going to enter. Oh, and if you want to use our craft cocktail.
Okay.
Ice balls from my refrigerator. You can put those in as
well. Wow, goodness gracious, great balls of ice.
Okay, so half of this is bone broth. The other half is tomato juice. And then I'm going to add the vodka because, of course, it is a cocktail. And once I get that in, Claire, we're going to shake this up. And then we are going to pour into two glasses. There is celery in the fridge if you wanted to add that to your beverage. It's up
okay.
to you. I know people take those differently when they have.
Is it work fridge that, celery?
We got work fridge celery.
Okay.
We got work fridge Worcestershire. We got it all,
we
baby.
Got work fridge cocktails today.
All right. I typically have mine with a lime, but I'll just because I already have fresh lemon. So we are
that
doing
makes
that.
Sense. So do you just stick the celery in there?
Yeah, that'll work.
Do I cut it?
I could. Let me trim the edges.
Thank you.
So it's cleaner. Where did that lemon wedge go? Oh, there it is. Okay, we got the lemon in there. We're going to trim both pieces of celery.
He's like a chef.
All right, are you ready for us to pour bone broth but Bloody Mary?
I think that...
I'm excited for this.
I think this could be good. I think that the Bloody Mary is approachable for this time of day.
I can't get the top off.
Can you just pour it from the side?
No, I have to... Yes,
I have
off.
To strain it.
Okay, we're going to strain it in.
Okay.
It looks just like a Bloody Mary.
It does.
It smells like one, too. All right, this makes two cocktails, by the way. The recipe that we just put together. Where did you find these? Were they just on a bartending guide, Claire? Because you got them off
the internet.
Yeah, I mean,
this is kind of like an old, traditional, kind of classic cocktail.
Okay, we've got beef bone broth, vodka, tomato juice, lemon, Worcestershire, horseradish, splash of Tabasco with Chihula, and then a celery stalk, and I added a lemon wedge for garnish. They do recommend jalapeno slices, but I did not get a chance to get that in there to your
Cheers.
Health. Beef, broth, bloody bowl.
Bloody Mary. Okay. I can't get around it.
Not bad.
No, that's not bad.
Not so typically, Bloody Marys have a lot more tomato flavor.
Yeah,
I'm
this
not
is
kidding.
A very light.
That lemon is cutting through. Wow.
The lemon is coming through. I'm not getting the bone broth.
I'm not either. That is actually maybe too light of a Bloody Mary. Because most people use a Bloody Mary mix that has a little more consistency to it.
Yeah.
This is a pretty light cocktail.
Yeah.
Right? I don't feel like it's overly heavy.
This is kind of refreshing, actually.
It's a refreshing Bloody Mary.
Actually,
this is something you should start your workday with, everybody.
Everybody should have a, have a Bloody Bowl before you go to work.
Are you surprised that you're not like icking and acking? And I was expecting to be a little more disgusted.
No, this one I was pretty sure that I was going to enjoy.
Do you like Bloody Marys overall?
No, I don't really like tomato juice, so I don't really ever pick them. If I have a choice, I'm always going to do like a little champagne, a little, you know.
A little mimosa, right?
Mimosa instead of a Bloody Mary.
This is the only time I drink Bloody Marys are tailgating. But you could probably add this to your tailgate recipe.
Yeah, this is no problem.
And you'll be okay.
And do you think that it would be healthier? You'd have a little protein to start your day?
Oh, I didn't look to see the protein content. This box of bone broth maintains 7 grams of protein per serving size. And a serving size is a cup. And you and I just had a fourth of a cup.
Mm.
So a fourth of 7. Basically, we just have 2 grams of protein.
Protein
rough
packed.
Math.
Yeah.
This beverage has 2 grams of protein.
Well,
so, hey, Laura, my trainer, this counts. As
cheers.
Cheers. Protein intake.
Protein.
All right. We're going to put the Bloody Bowl to the side. We have 2 beverages.
Now, these I'm scared of.
That the first ingredient is chicken bone broth. One is called a summer cooler, and the other one is called the orange ginger fizz.
We'll see how they taste next on Taste of Tuesday.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
Right into the orange ginger fizz of our bone broth cocktails. The next two include chicken bone broth. Claire last night prepared a mix of chicken bone broth, orange juice, fresh ginger, and orange zest. shook that up. It came to us in the most Southeast Iowa, Eastern Iowa way possible in a glass mason jar.
Hey, mason jar.
We added some potato vodka. We added bone broth ice cubes, two orange twists, and a cup of club soda split between the two. We're about ready to try an orange ginger fizz. Did you happen to smell the base before you made that or as you were making it last night?
No, but it's very simple. All it was is I mixed the chicken bone broth with the orange juice. I took some slices of fresh ginger, scored that, and put that in there with them, along with a little bit of orange zest. It's a very simple little mixture, but you're supposed to kind of let it sit, let all those flavors come together, shake it up, and that's kind of the basis of our cocktail. We put a little bit of club soda on there to give it the fizz. The fizz.
Yep.
It seems like a very healthy drink.
When we get to the next one, too, which also has cucumber and pineapple and mint in it, I agree.
And again, with the oranges, I feel like it's kind of appropriate for the morning cocktail.
Ah, good point. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Well, to your health.
To your health.
Cheers.
As well.
All right.
May we enjoy
an orange ginger fizz with chicken bone broth. Oh,
is
there.
It thick? It's thick. It's kind of thick.
I don't mind. I don't mind the thick. I don't like the chicken flavor right at the end of the drink.
It finishes like
it
a soup. It starts like a glass of orange juice.
It starts like a glass of orange juice.
It finishes
Claire.
A glass of soup.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
And it doesn't get any better the second time you have it.
Oh, it's thicker?
Oh, God.
Like, it's so thick. Why is Oh, no. No.
Oh, dear.
No.
Okay, well.
Oh, my.
Now I'm a little concerned about our final drink.
I
if
was
you
really
wouldn't mind describing.
That the orange ginger would cover the
Claire,
chicken.
That is horrible.
Okay, so the Summer Cooler is our next cocktail, which I asked you to lovingly prepare. And
yes.
You had to do a little bit of blending.
I did. So it took mint, English cucumber, which is the one without the seeds. I had to take all the skin off of that. And then half a cup of pineapple, and I put all of that into a blender along with, again, a ton of chicken bone broth, and that is what gave me the consistency. I put that in the fridge last night.
Yeah.
I swear to God, it separated this
morning. Did it separate?
That's what it looked like to me.
Okay, so you blended it all together. It's
yes.
supposed to make it looks kind of like a murky, yellowy green concoction.
Well, kind of like your drink is kind of murky orange, right?
Yeah, well, it's the bone broth.
The bone broth.
The bone broth makes it murky.
This one, just looking at it in its liquid form before we drink it, seems to be, oh, God, that's disgusting.
It looks like
it's
peppered
thick.
Soup.
Well, that was the mint.
Okay, the mint is making it look like it's a, oh, my Lord.
Now, we're going to do
you
our
best. You put booze in this, right?
The first thing I put in here was booze, and I went a little more than the recipe says.
Eric, this...
Ideally, I need a cleaner spoon to clean everything off.
Doesn't look good.
Agreed, it does not look good. And as we noticed with the one you just made, that chicken flavor really, really comes through. I'm over-garnishing this. If we had a little bit more time, I would put every little sprig of mint I had available. But I did add a slice of lemon, and we both have a chunk of pineapple. I'm just hoping that's going to cut through.
I think with the if you smell that first, it really helps with the flavor.
Because at least with the Bloody Bull, the salt flavor helped. Okay, this, friends, is a cucumber summer cooler.
Oh, it smells so fragrant.
Not as bad.
Not as bad.
Not as
shockingly
bad.
Shockingly not as bad.
Holy buckets, did
okay.
I do it?
Wait, we have a lot of flavors going on here.
There's a linger on the end, but...
It does have a burp end. The end of this cocktail tastes like a bad burp. Like a, oop, is something coming up? Burp.
Helping have the pineapple fresh, I added fresh lemon and the mint.
But
I don't think I'd have two of these, and I probably wouldn't finish this first one.
Yeah.
But that first taste wasn't bad.
If this was served at a party, I'd be like, oh, thank you very much. And then I would have no more. I'd have a couple sips and I'd be done.
If I didn't know there was chicken bone broth in there, I
wouldn't know that there was chicken bone broth.
Some sort of, this is a Bridgerton beverage, right? This is something you would have on the lawn.
Yes.
Maybe croquet is being played.
I don't know. I can see myself playing croquet,
drinking
sipping
this
on this
beverage.
And then throwing just a little bit of it in the grass. Yes.
And then
yes.
Eventually dumping it behind a bush. Yes, that's exactly right. That's how we would finish the Bridgerton. Bloody Bull, great marks. The Bridgerton is what we just had. Excellent. The orange ginger fizz.
Don't do it.
Absolutely.
Don't do it.
Horrible.
Don't do it.
That wraps up Bone Broth Cocktails with the Morning Scramble.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
On Z102.9.
Everybody. Do-do-do-do-do. Ducks, specifically Lucky Ducks, the theme of our parade entry for a Sabbath episode.
Yeah, we are going to be, we've been working on our entry behind the scenes. We were working with Daybreak Rotary. They let us borrow their huge 10-foot tall inflatable duck. That is like the basis of our entry.
Can you please describe yesterday, as we're inflating it, you took a picture for your dad, because your dad's going to haul it on a trailer. And you looked at me like, stand next to it for scale.
It's two Erics tall.
I'm about 5'6".
Yeah.
And I'm getting shorter. It's about two Erics tall. Okay.
Roughly for scale. Yeah. Just so he knew exactly what we're going to be tying down to the flatbed trailer that he's going to be driving in the streets of downtown Cedar Rapids for the Sappet Episode Parade.
So imagine our parade entry. Your dad's hauling a two Eric tall inflatable duck.
Yeah.
With Z102.9 listeners, if anybody wants to volunteer to be a duck wrangler, you're going to kind of help. It's going to be tied down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But just to help some people there. And then our big signs that say Lucky Ducks and the Z102.9 marching band. And then behind that is our 100% volunteer marching, loose term, band playing Rubber Ducky and the Iowa Fight Song.
Yeah, this is going to be an entry that will not be missed. It's going to be like a bunch of little ducklings following the big mother duck around downtown Cedar Rapids for the Sappet Episode Parade.
So we want to see you there. We want to hear you hoot and holler and wave at us. Better yet, if you want to be on the street in the parade, we are still taking volunteers.
Oh, join us. March with us. And yes, that is a loose term. Walk with us.
You're going to walk
saunter,
roughly, saunter, and
slowly.
Then if you play an instrument, ideally low brass right now and drums. We are a little light in the percussion field, and usually our reliable sousaphone section just running into some scheduling problems.
Yeah, yeah.
These are like working people, right? But we are hoping with the week of spring break, we might get a college kid is back.
Sure.
We'd love anybody who has an instrument they could play, a little musical ability, you are welcome to join the band.
If you've got the time and the energy, I'm not going to even say talent, but if you've got the time and the energy and you want to join the Z102.9 marching band, you absolutely can. All you have to do is reach out to us, scramble@kzia.com.
Tell us your story. It's Songversations with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
You brought it up, I think, last week or 2 weeks ago. I saw it on a friend's Instagram account over the weekend. Spotify and Liquid Death, which actually makes canned water, are going in together on urns that are available now for purchase that have Bluetooth technology built in.
A Bluetooth speaker will play a playlist for you, so you get some nice variety. But I was kind of imagining it as if you only got to choose one song, right? There was only one song that you would choose that would kind of represent you for all of eternity, and be it an urn or a headstone, or maybe you're in a mausoleum. Wherever your final resting place is, when people go to visit your final resting place, they get one song played to them.
We've been able to put speakers into fish on a wall.
Yes.
Right?
If Billy the Big Mouth Bass can do it, we can do it too.
Take me to the river.
Put me in the water.
Okay. I am ready to give you my answer for Songversations.
You ready?
This is my eternal song. Is that what we're calling these?
For all eternity.
Our final song?
Eric, for all eternity.
I thought through this long and hard, because you have to consider a variety of options.
You have to.
How does it represent you? How do you want to be remembered?
Mm.
And does the person need to stay at the grave site and hear the entire song? Which is a little bit of me from whether I'm up above or down below. Looking up or looking down.
You can't make them do anything. You're dead.
True. But I also picked a song people like to sing along with. I picked Don McLean's American Pie. Everything. It has everything.
You want to keep them visiting you as long as possible.
Yes.
So you went with a long song.
So as I'm going, I've done radio since I was in high school. And when I started, I worked at a radio station that was not computer run. So if you had to go to the bathroom, you had to pick a long song. Our bathroom was not in our, it was in our building, but it wasn't in our offices.
Ooh.
I had to go out a locked door into a shared bathroom space, remember the key, and then go back to my playing radio.
Oh, the pressure.
Don McLean's American Pie is about 8 minutes and 30 seconds long. I picked a song that A, would require people to stand at my gravesite for 8 minutes and 30 seconds.
And when you hear this song, think of Eric and also think of potty breaks.
Also think about, I gotta go to the bathroom now. It is a tribute to the loss of Buddy Holly and other musicians. It has this interesting death component to it. And it's a sing-along. I think Don McLean, American Pie, is my final song.
I love that.
I want that on a loop at my gravesite.
Well, that's kind of beautiful. I am not, okay, I know that I locked in my answer because I have a song for my Songversation, but I think that I will, you know, up until the point of expiration.
This isn't right. We don't have power of attorney here. Nobody is going to make sure that this is, you know, authorized or notarized. You're good for now. This is just a conversation we're having.
Okay, I keep going back and forth because I think I want it to be a song that I myself want to hear all the time.
Right.
But then I got to thinking about, you know, it's not for me. It's for the people that are visiting me. So how do I get them to, you know, have an impactful moment, have a very powerful emotional experience? And I'm thinking the people that I want at my grave site would be probably my daughters. And so this song is for them. I would choose Leanne Womack's I Hope You Dance.
This is for you, daughters. In your fantasy,
how
often are your daughters visiting?
About once a week.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to say daily. Okay.
Well, on our way to Girl Scouts last night, Cora was telling me when she grows up, she's going to live with me as long as she can. But when she has to move out, she won't move far.
Oh, so, that's so tender.
So I have every intention of her being around for quite some time.
Have you considered a money-making opportunity, Claire? You could, next to the speaker, have a machine that for a quarter will give a person a Kleenex. Because this one's kind of sad.
Would you like to hear more? Or would you like a tissue?
Add a quarter. And the next to mine will be a beer dispensing machine.
Hey!
Who am I kidding? It's whiskey.
Pour one out for Dancing Eric Hansen. Whiskey.
That's how you play Songversations this week, folks.
Oh, what would your song be if you were choosing one song that would play for all eternity right next to wherever you're buried or wherever your ashes are? What would you choose?
Your final resting song. Producer Ben still owes us an answer, and phone lines are open. Join the conversation, our Songversation. Call now.
Talking about music,
memories,
and life.
It's Songversations with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
It, on the surface, comes across as a little melancholy of a topic.
Sure.
But it is fun to think about.
Well, it's interesting. I think that Liquid Death and Spotify teaming up because they wanted to create a new product, an urn that had a speaker that was playing music. But we kind of limited it. It wasn't a playlist. What if it was just one song? Your final resting place, and there's one song that plays when people come and visit you. What are they hearing when they approach you?
That's our Songversation question. The phone lines remain open at 200-1029. What's the song? Its significance to you. Claire, you're envisioning your daughters visiting your gravesite and hearing Leanne Womack weekly.
Weekly.
Leanne Womack, I hope you dance.
Dance the dance, babies! Dance the dance!
I want people to never leave, so I picked an 8 minute and 30 second song. Which you can also sing along with.
But they can also take a bathroom break while the song is playing.
It's a great bathroom break song, too. Okay, welcome to the studio, Producer Ben.
Hello.
First of all, I know we're not doing Taste It Tuesday, but we left a mess for you, so thank you so much.
Let's give it up for Producer Ben.
Three bone broth cocktails, photos going up soon, and that will all be in the podcast. But now, as it says on my screen, Ben's grave song. Anything we need to know before I hit play?
I just like to relax, and I would want my ashes dumped in the ocean so I can forever relax.
Okay,
so we're going to visit the ocean.
This is the most chill dude ever. Wants his ashes dumped in the ocean.
And you charter a boat, and on that boat, they're playing this song. Jimmy Buffett Margaritaville? Salt.
Where's the salt?
Salt. Where's the gosh darn salt?
When I die, it'll be like a forever vacation.
Yeah, it will. With that song playing.
That's a great song.
Ben, that's so laid back. I didn't know that you were a Parrothead.
I don't think he knows what that means.
I've only eaten at a Margaritaville like once.
I okay. know. Okay. He's just a fan of their food.
I just like the chicken strips. Everly will season fry.
Due to Ben's love of the menu at Margaritaville, that is his selection for Songversation. How about you? What would be the song that you would want played over and over and over again? That's Songversation.
Or if you've ever had some really good chicken strips. 200-1029.
Hey, if it's ba-da-ba-ba-ba, we love it.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble Podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.